Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the Soul Train Health and Fitness Show, or segment, I should say, on WGXC 90.7 FM. My name's Ed Furtick, and today we have a guest whose name is Lavender Suarez. What a great name. So welcome to Soul Train, Lavender.
Thank you for having me, Ed.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure. And Lavender, you are a sound and Reiki healer.
Correct. Yes.
So why don't you tell the listener, what is a sound and Reiki healer?
So a sound and Reiki healer means that I'm combining the modalities of sound healing and Reiki healing in treatments for anyone who comes to see me, whether in my private practice or sometimes I also do workshops with group sessions for people. So it combines elements of curated healing music. Sometimes I use certain sound tools, like sound healers often use singing bowls or tuning forks.
Singing bowls?
Yeah.
B-O-W-L-S?
Yeah. Singing bowls are very resonant, heavy bowls that are created to certain frequencies, certain pitches that can go deep into the body and kind of get into the tissue, because ultimately sound is just vibration. So when you're home sometimes and you don't hear anything, but all of a sudden you see your cat jump up, that's your cat might be picking up on just a vibration. So a lot of sound healing is kind of going, working with vibrations that go into the tissue, go into the body deeply, and can kind of move things around a bit and kind of get some of that bad energy out, get some of those uncomfortable feelings out. And then the Reiki element is a hands-on, very gentle touch, which also helps just kind of bring it all together.
So it is a combination of the two elements in a session, the sound and the Reiki.
Correct.
And the sound is going on all the time.
Exactly.
As the light touches is going on.
Correct.
And do you use the same sound program for everyone, or is there,
no,
or do you change it
very,
based
very
on
curated? When people come in my intake form, a lot of times I'll ask them to just kind of tell me some sounds they find soothing, sounds they personally find relaxing. So I'll usually make that the backdrop for a session, and I have a whole database that I've collected of healing music, relaxing music. Because I always felt like, you go in for a massage and, you know, it's just the therapist is playing what they want to play. And that might not be specifically relaxing mm-hmm. to you. So I always ask people, you know, what do you find relaxing? And then that's the whole backdrop.
Well, what if they say Led Zeppelin or Grateful Dead?
Oh, I'll play it. I'll play it. Yeah. If that's what takes them to their happy place, then I'm fine with it.
Okay. So it's so the patient has a big say in, you know, in giving you the feedback you need to develop the program that you feel might work for them, because what your objective with the sound is to relax the patient more so the Reiki works better? Is that
and then after the sort of background music is decided upon, depending upon what sort of other potential issues they may have come in. If they're saying, oh, I've been having terrible sinuses, then from there I have other sounds that I can play that can help with sinus pain and releasing the nasal passages a bit. And there's certain sounds that then are a little more subtle that, you know, might not be pleasing to hear on their own. They can be, they're called isochronic or binaural tones, and then just certain high or low pitch frequencies that go into certain parts of the body. So from there, that's when it gets into the more kind of complex use of sound.
You used a very big ISO something or other. run that by me one more time.
Isochronic. That's one tone that pulses.
Okay.
And then binaural tones are two tones that pulse. So if you had headphones on, binaural tones would sound, they actually create a third tone in between your headphones, and those kind of, they go deep into the brain and some of those tones can be used to specifically trigger in certain like sleep cycles and certain relaxation cycles in your brain.
Okay, so certain, so sound, you're saying, has an effect on the body. Different sounds have different effects on the body. You could clear a nasal passage with certain sounds. And I mean, so there's science behind this.
Oh, absolutely. As far there's a lot of research.
And you've studied this
yes.
as far as how sound, different sounds impact on people.
Yes, yes.
That's a lot. That's very interesting. So is it possible to improve a person's health through this type of treatment, and why would it be? I can see where it would be relaxing, and relaxing in and of itself is important to people these days. But is there more to it than just relaxing? What can it do that goes beyond just relaxation?
Yes, sound healing, especially within combination of the Reiki healing, it can remove certain blockages. And yeah, there's just certain tones I can work with where, you know, I had a client come in the other day who was having, you know, just upset stomach feelings. She complained that, you know, my stomach's been hurting a lot. And I played certain tones that were specifically to go into the stomach, sort of resonate that area. I also used a tuning fork on her, which works in the same way that an acupuncturist would use needles, but there's no needles involved. It's very specific acupressure points.
Oh, I like that.
And yeah, no needles.
Because I've wanted to try acupuncture, but I don't like needles entering my body.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people don't.
I much prefer a sound wave entering my body than a needle. So this is sounding good to me.
Yeah, so I used a combination of like I said, certain sounds and then a tuning fork that created certain frequencies and vibrations. And afterwards, you know, she said, oh, you know, my stomach feels much better now. And a lot of times relaxation is the beginning to better health. So that's why I let them choose, okay, this is the music that relaxes you, so you're in a comfortable zone, and then I can do all the work around it.
Okay.
And sound has been used as a healing, as a way for people to come together for just generations and generations, and for the longest time that, you know, the shamanic healers would use sound to help exorcise demons and all these sort of things, but it has
a very
healing
element. Well,
that
you would use Grateful Dead for. But, well, this is really fascinating, and, you know, any type of treatment that can improve your health without cutting you up or filling you with drugs appeals to me. And, you know, everyone knows, they probably don't think about it, but, you know, listening to music, most people have some type of music that they find very appealing and very soothing. And I guess they know that it does that for them, but there's more to sound than just music.
Right.
And it's something that's going on around you. And I guess aroma and smell. Do you delve into aromatherapy as well?
I do a little bit. I haven't researched it as much, but I realize there's a powerful element there. But no, sound is around us constantly. Even when we're sleeping, our brain is still picking up on little sounds. And I think that's something that people kind of forget sometimes. You can't turn off your ears. You can close your eyes. But
when I do a show here sometimes and the train goes by the studio, I could tell you I get very annoyed. So I know sound can annoy me. It could soothe me. And I think it's a fascinating topic that nobody really thinks about very much is how exactly can sound help me feel better and maybe be better.
Right.
So you practice out of the Hudson Wellness Collective?
Yep. Sometimes I practice out of there, and then I also have a private practice in town, and then I also do workshops here.
Okay. Well, this is the Soul Train Health and fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. And you've been listening to Lavender Suarez, a sound and Reiki healer who is working out of the Hudson Wellness Collective on Warren Street in Hudson. Is that correct?
As well as your own practice.
And should I give out your email address?
You can give my website has okay. the full info.
That's lavenderhealer.com. Yeah. Well, Lavender, thank you very much for being here. And I might wander into your office one day and ask you to help me out with some sound.
Yeah, if the train's too crazy, you know where to go.
Thank you very much. Take care, folks. We'll see you next time.